This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
The goody goody.
Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody.
Call your mommy.
I talk to my mom every other episode.
Like
that.
Yeah. I like call your mommy.
Do you like your mommy?
Yeah, of course.
What's she like? What do you mean, of course?
Oh, Gabe, no, I mean, I'm so sorry. They're actually...
Can you stop? Most of my listeners hate their fucking moms.
I guess a lot of people don't love their moms or like their moms.
What do you think if you were a betting man, what the breakdown was? 50-50? Or do you think... I think 20% of people don't like their moms.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Maybe 15. 30? Maybe it's more like
15. Oh, I went up and you went down.
Because I'm going down because I'm like, it's such a stinker. And when it happens, you're like, oh, this is tragic that you might be expanding the size of it when most people tolerate their moms at least. Not like,
yeah,
it's a strong.
I was thinking that reaction probably keeps people in the closet about not loving their moms. Like, it's like so societally hard to imagine that it's probably hard to admit that you have a horrible mom that you hate.
Yeah. But also like, poor moms.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, even if they're horrible, like, they did breastfeed you or something.
Or unless something.
They
unless
did
they
really
didn't.
Bad. If they did
unless
really
they
bad.
Didn't.
Yeah, if they didn't breastfeed, fuck your mom if she didn't breastfeed. Okay?
Call your mommy.
And tell her, fuck you, mom.
Your dog just sat bolt upright at the sound of the...
I know, that energy was crazy. I'm like Jim Carrey in here.
At the sound of the phone ringing. Not your voice.
No, Gabe, the phone is in your ear.
I know. That's why I'm so surprised.
I don't think that's true. Let's do the experiment again.
Yeah.
Call your mommy.
Gabe, it's because I screamed.
100% wrong.
This dog did not twitch, did not budge, did not blink.
I was like, that's so weird. Because it didn't happen.
It's a moment of magic.
Yeah.
Classic goody goody experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that, like, now that I'm a mommy daddy, I just want to say on behalf of all the moms, it's like no one is pretending that they were going to be a perfect mom, and everybody expects moms to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, I think, as a society, have little empathy for moms. They also get driven fucking bananas because their bodies were used and then, like, they're full, like, just created these people.
Yeah.
And, like, had to sideline so many things in their life to bring this person, like, huge sacrifice that's just, like, completely taken for granted in most cultures. Like, in, like, New America, Highland Park, like, goody-goody, get that mom a massage. But even still, you don't know the experience of what it is. Like, and I don't either. I mean, like, I was, like, the patriarchy in Shauna's matriarchy in her process of birthing the kid.
Right.
But as a woman kind of going through the whole system, it's like, oh, like, you do get this feeling of, like, everyone was just trying their best. And society truly, like, I'm just thinking about, like, in the 50s or whenever, when was it that they electrocuted women's brains? Like, that era, like, whenever that was
when
happening,
they were hysterical.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just like, get this lady a babysitter. Like, oh my god, let this lady just have a lunch with her friends,
right?
But they zapped her brains up. This'll do it.
Yeah. And lobotomies and shit.
Oh my god. Probably to gays. Ah, it's disgusting. Honestly, I have one thing to say to the past.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Can you introduce it, Gabe?
Epic fail.
Epic fail.
Where
these are not you, right?
Yeah, this is not me. That's not me. But I kind of wanted to lie to you. But you can clearly tell there's different logos.
It's a different
logos.
App. It's a different app.
Don't tell people where I get my things. I don't want them to know I use apps.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means? It's sex time. Just kidding.
Oh, come on!
I wanted to talk to you about stand-up and then, like, starting to write for TV and all the emotions around, like, just having, you know, your stage baby, but also, like, sometimes being like, I don't want to take care of this fucking stage baby.
The stage baby?
The stage baby of stand-up.
Stand-up?
Yeah.
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 It's I'm always such a slow stand-up writer because I don't perform enough.
Yeah.
Anymore. And that's just been this, like, self-fulfilling truth about Gabe Liedman's relationship to stand-up.
I know. And isn't it nice, though, as you get older and more mature and into yourself to be like, that's what it is. Like, I always would walk away from shows, especially when I'm not doing them as much. And I still do. And it's something that I have to just, but this feeling of like, man, I should be tighter. And it's like, bitch, you were never tight.
No,
like,
never.
Even when you were doing good, like when things are,
yeah,
you know, seem tight, you're still loose, and that's the point.
Yeah.
And like, how are you expecting yourself to like have memorized a set? Like, it's just like, yeah, just more forgiveness for myself when I do it, because I'm never gonna not do my stand-up baby.
Right.
I don't think, like, I think definitely breaks and stuff, like when we're shooting, it's obviously not as much time for it, but like, and also, to be honest, like, I just don't love, I mean, I think about what my schedule was when I lived in New York, and it's like horrifying to me now.
It's a night job.
Yeah. It's a night job and a flight job and a truck driver of jokes job.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's amazing and incredible, and you're never closer. Yeah. You're never closer to, like, the answer to the question, I think I asked someone on this podcast a couple episodes ago, but like, what makes you feel powerful was like crushing on stage is like my, like, what would make you feel powerful.
Right.
It's like that moment
that
where
you've
affected
feeling.
That and the energy of that is just like, my son is sleeping and my wife is in the bedroom and Shirley
she's
got
gonna be
she
mad.
Reacted like Cowboy reacted when you thought he was reacting to the phone, but he was reacting to the other time I had a personality outburst. Personality. That was a homemade sound effect. Look, let's get real.
Wait, what,
tell me
that was
more
supposed
about
submarine. What was that supposed
I'm
to be?
I'm telling you what, Gabe. That's your biggest problem. I brought you on this fucking podcast to tell you. Some things are just what they are. Okay.
Okay. They're just beep sounds.
Stop looking at the names. Of everything. Going back to the stand-up thing of like, no, like accepting and knowing what your relationship is to stand-up has been a growth thing for me.
As big time.
Career, as a career shift. And
if
you
you're not
less
able to put in like the hours to stand up that any career would need, you know, plus a lot more because they're at weird times and there's extra shit that comes along with it, then you're not going to be a huge stand up star. That's a big
and
thing
my goal
I learned.
Is not really about. Did you ever? I mean, because I also think like, stand-up star for sure, like the same way like when your world, the like physiology of living in New York, it's like the trajectory for me like to get my story out there. Mm-hmm. Like, because it was all like, I think for me, it's very like, I want to tell this story.
Mm.
Like definitely be the face that's telling the, and like, you know, lots of ego and stuff in there too. But like with the goal of it being storytelling, I was so fascinated when I moved here in and seeing like to see how you could create a whole like show, like a show or a movie, and then that like goes out there and there's different characters and it's collaborative.
That's my thing, is like you get to work with other people, which is more fun to me. Crushing on stage doing stand-up rules. There, it's like its own feeling. It's the best. It's so fun. But I would rather live my life during the daytime with other people, making each other laugh is a more fun version of that same shit
yes.
for me.
Yes.
And making a bunch of friends laugh during the day when you're writing, or like,
yeah, during the daytime is also like a key thing too.
It's key.
It's so key.
And then going home at night and
dinner,
just having dinner and being a person. And that's not to say that stand-up comedians are not people, but you give up a lot of lifestyle shit.
And I also it's so addictive and cool and good that like I for sure foresee myself going into a state when I have time and really wanting to dive into stand-up and seeing the
My goody-goody.
Yeah, your goody-goody.
Is I would die if people didn't think of me as a comedian.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm going to do stand-up to the amount that I still can be considered a comedian. For me, that's like that's the label I want, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like comedian and writer is how I think I'll always think of
and
my career.
And the reason is that it is like, whenever, I mean, the main thing that people will say when you do stand up is like, I just could never do it. Like, single person has like some sort of like, it's like a sexuality that you've chosen of like, you're either a comedian or not.
Well, you're a psycho for getting up in front of people demanding their attention, being like, I'm going to make you laugh. It's so much pressure. Yeah, it's psychotic to want to do that.
Yeah, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. Everybody has to listen to you.
Yeah.
But then there's also something like with this podcast, it's like so loosey goosey, but I think that like, and stand up has veered into this direction too, where it's like, I just want to connect with you. Like if you're on stage, I hope that you're just speaking things that you care about or have thought about, like have genuinely been thinking about.
Yeah.
Versus like, I used truly like when I was first figuring out stand up, I was 16 and I was like, I'll create a wacky scenario with lots of accents, you know, like just
oh my God,
picture.
What accents did you do? 16 is really young. I just wanted
I started doing stand up. Flag it, baby.
I'm gonna flag that.
I just wanted attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, give it to me. And then once I did it for the first time, I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
I'll just make this my extracurricular
activity. It's so cool.
Yeah. It's so cool. So many psychos in the mix.
Yeah.
Truly. One guy that I was doing.
Yeah.
When I was doing open mics, one of the guys that was like around then got caught like luring people into vans from malls to saying that he was going to take pictures of them and like pretending to be an agent and then like doing harassment.
No.
Truly.
Who would? Oh my God.
Who would go to the van?
I was going to say that, and then I was like, you know, people would. He was
just
harassing
a dream.
People. Yeah. People would go in the van. That sucks.
I know.
Fuck. What was his stand-up like?
It's just like...
Could you tell?
I think like in retrospect, coked out. But I was just like, he's just got a funny way of talking.
Oh,
but I remember being like
also
so young, and he would like... Like he would like speak so close to my neck. Like just like...
Oof.
And I remember like smelling
good
beer
breath.
Breath. And just being like... Definitely get away from me.
Yeah, it's not like cool minty breath if you remember it.
No. But also, even if he blew cool minty breath, it would feel like slithering
<It'd be annoying>.
Snakes.
Yeah,
like slithering mint snakes. The smell, what I'm saying is, it was all of his like inner breath being like, I take people from malls.
Oh my God. People get in my van.
People get in my van.
So not still performing, hopefully.
No, I like am shocked that I've given him this showcase, but bless the podcast, the format. Oh, what I was saying was this honesty in stand-up, or this like connection to or just I guess veering towards authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
It crosses over into podcasts in a way where the last couple of comedy festivals that I did, they were like, the podcast of the comic sells out before the actual comedy show.
Whoa.
Which means that like this long ass drive that it took me to get to this place is like more interesting for people to listen to.
Right.
To just make the point of like, people like podcasts because it's looser is what I meant to say. But I just took this whole long ass drive, brought this fucking sexual predator in.
Yeah.
It gave him a little mention.
His IMDb will be.
But people like that better than, you know, hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. I got a punchline now. It's like.
That was good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. I fucking love the way you hear my voice.
That was good.
Shut your ears if you don't have... not that one. Shit.
Edit.
Shit.
veering towards authenticity. A lot of music as well in stand-up, I'm noticing.
Lots of music in stand-up happening?
Yeah.
What do you mean veering towards authenticity, Gabe?
Isn't that what you were just saying?
Yeah, like, but does, what are you talking about with stand-up? Oh, yeah, I get the crossover now.
Yeah.
But imagine that was my personality. Slash it was, but...
Whoa. I think your show would be different.
If just like you said something, it was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. I don't like this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I like it as a, I was going to say, don't let that be your personality.
Oh my God, that would be really, okay. Would you rather that be your personality or that be, or you have to work.
Answer's already you
have no. You have to write on but like, you know, you're writing for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life. Yeah, as opposed to what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, would you rather lose a finger or the rest of your life?
For the rest of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
You can never speak to adults again. You always want to, you want to be known as a comedian.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great life. I guess losing a finger is not a big deal either. I don't know. I don't want to lose a finger.
I know. I'm being really judgmental of too. I just want
to
put
like,
it
out
there.
Still showing up to doing some fucking dumb play every day and getting money, getting paid so much more than most people get paid. And
but what if
all that.
What if you make not a lot of money?
It's still a lot of
Would
money.
Would you rather
like,
lose all
the...
your fingers and make a lot of money?
You need to bleep this whole part.
I do need to. I'm going to bleep a lot around here, but I want to retain the walls of people losing fingers.
I don't want to lose fingers.
Okay. I don't want to either.
Yeah. But I guess I could.
What if I pulled out scissors? Sometimes they just got to go. Oh my God. Truly, I guess at the end of the day, what I need to know is, what was your favorite job and what job do you hate? Or something in there.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer the exact question, but.
Job I hated was camp counselor.
Hated camp counselor.
Yeah. Day camp. No. I didn't want to like make kids play sports. It's like the last thing on my mind.
Did you make them nap a lot?
No, they were too old to nap.
We were older and they made us nap. And now I realize they hated their jobs too. We napped like a lot. It was like a cheap. My parents bragged about how cheap the camp was.
You just napped.
And another nap. Let's shut it down, guys.
That is crazy. Lost my earbud, lost my earbud.
Lost my earbud, lost my goddamn mind. Oh, soundboards broke down.
Oh,
no.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit.
Okay, so what was the job that you liked a lot?
My current job, TV writer, obviously.
Yeah, so good.
It's so good.
Yeah, you get to just sit in a room and be like, what if they're in the kitchen? And then people are like, you're amazing. And then also pitch jokes. And they're like, you can do jokes too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. It's so nice. It's a great job.
I remember when I first was in a room though, like figuring out like breaking story was just a nightmare to me. When it would be like breaking story, I'd be like, oh, think of anything of how this is working. like it just act breaks. And it's like, okay, that something's got to go there. Not quite understanding why everything's doing what
it's
doing.
I had no idea. I had no instinct for it for like years and years and years. The story.
Yeah.
It was so technical and I just was like, yeah, I don't get this.
Yeah, it's funny having a job where there's like a whole area where it's like, I'm going to suggest they're in the kitchen. I'm going to go ahead and say, kitchen, and go get a snack.
In the kitchen. How often is your character in the kitchen on your current show?
I'm actually writing a show that takes place only in a kitchen. It's like Cheers, but it's a mom who got her brain electrocuted and she's just babbling to the people she's imagining from the it's kind of like Years and Years because it's people from the future, present, past. She like holds herself as a baby. It's really ayahuasca.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's just something I've sold to three networks.
Whoa.
Well, they're all bidding on it.
Right. Amazing.
Called Kitchen.
Well, some networks are going to be a huge winner with that. 100%.
It's going to be hard on whoever we cast as the woman because she really carries it and everything else is CGI.
Right.
But I think we could probably get... Who do you see?
I think I could see Bette Midler.
Okay. Yeah. Kitchen.
Kitchen. Bette Midler in Kitchen. I'd watch that.
What show are you making now? Do you tell what show you're making?
What show yeah. I'm making right now? I wrote on Pen 15 season 2. That's oh getting God. Shot
I'm
right
so
now.
I'm so glad because I know that you sold a show and you were not sure whether you could do it.
Yeah. But. And now we're writing the show that I sold, which is like an animated show.
Girl.
And we're just starting to
deals,
write it.
Deals, deals, deals.
Gay, deals, 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 lawyers, deals, closing deals. Deals. Isn't it fun when you're making people money and then you talk to them and they're all like Hollywood icons? Like my lawyer is Patty Falker and she's like this like lady from the Bronx that orders dessert at lunch and wears like jumpsuits, like jogging pants jumpsuits.
That's really cool.
And she's iconic and whatever I'm like making that. Her. No, but I mean like, no, you're a lawyer, no?
No, my lawyer's like...
Come to Patty Falker.
My age, who's... No, she's cool. I like her.
Okay,
but she's
well,
just not
she's
like
your age, so she
iconic.
Sound very cool, honestly.
I don't know if she's iconic yet, but no. I like my team, but they're all like women who are my age.
Oh, okay, good.
But we're all doing it. They're
okay,
good.
All women too.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But old lawyer sounds fun. I don't... Do you get meals with her? Do you get dessert for lunch with her?
Yeah, when I met her, but
that's cool.
And then JR, cutie, gay man, and my lawyer and dad, and they have triplets, invited me to a gala. So I saw him then too.
That's
but
nice.
What I'm saying is like it's just so like a fun part of this job is like having business with these people.
Yeah.
And also the energy around like representation in you when like things are like closing is just a nice vibe.
It is. And
that's why I think like success begets more success because that vibe around you, it's like, you know, people are excited and then you start believing in yourself that you're like, well, I guess I could fucking write a movie. Why not?
Yeah.
You know? And
totally.
It's like, oh, cool. Like that cycle of, I don't know, just ever since I started writing for TV, it's just, I felt really excited about all of the possibilities around that.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And it's really lucky when you like get in the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
New people get in constantly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Writing for TV.
Recommended.
This section of the podcast is brought to you by the TV Writers Guild. The TV Writers Guild. You know us. We are here. Protecting and gathering writers of all ages, types, and sizes. So write for TV, why don't you? We're back in.
Okay.
ladies and gentlemen, there's been a power outage at Gabe Liedman's estate, as well as all of the Los Feliz. How do you say it? Los Feliz, right? You say Los Feliz.
The
greater Los Feliz region is without power right now. We have
that is right.
Full shortage.
And a loud boom set it off.
Boom goes the boom.
The power is out.
It does not look good, folks. It looks like the power might be out for a minute.
But we have power here. So stick around.
So stick around the Highland Park community, which I'll be very broad about because what if someone wanted to find me?
Power, power, power.
Power. And we're back.
Great.
What are you going to do once the power's out?
Well,
cook some hot dogs over the fire. Get the old yogurt out. Don't let it get bad.
Baby.
Cook the shrimp. Cook all the shrimp.
Gather all the shrimp.
Let me tell you a real story about a power outage from my past. I was but a child. There was a great power outage in Toronto. I remember walking around in the dark with my friends and feeling this visceral energy. It was the energy. It was the energy of no power. And let's just say we sat in a park, got a little stony baloney, and then had a little munchy dunchy, and then community members had gathered at every crossroads to help guide traffic.
Wow.
The community turned to each other.
Wow.
And helped one another. And these people were getting snacks galore. Everybody's coming Inspiring. Out saying, thank you so much for doing this. Here's a yogurt. Here's this. And one of them had a banana yogurt. Now, this person then used the community power magic to turn to me and say, young lady, I probably might have asked as well. Okay. In my memory of it.
Either way,
in my memory of it, this person said, you take whatever you want. And I took that banana yogurt and that.
Was this a person's house or a business?
This was a crossroads. I'm telling you, an intersection is what they're usually conventionally called. I'm talking about an intersection where there should be a stoplight that a community member has come out and said, I will be your light tonight.
Where brought a cooler with them that had yogurt? Or?
No, it's other community members coming together. You're getting the story twice, folks. These people are coming out of the woodwork with snacks for the community members who are coming out of the woodwork with heroic gestures. And at the end, I ate a banana yogurt, and it was truly one of the most zesty, tasteful memories of my life. It wasn't zesty at all, but it was like the way that I remember it, because Shauna's been buying this Trader Joe's pack of yogurt and it's got banana. And as soon as she puts it in the fridge, I'm like, I'll take the bananas. There's two bananas per every six, and I have had every one of them.
Is it just bananas?
It's banana yogurt, but I have this feeling it like takes me back to the power outage. When like it brings everything back, you know, and it tastes so good. Like banana and yogurt. Get it. It's creamy, tasty.
Yeah.
Delight.
I'm a blueberry and yogurt person.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's me. Not going to apologize.
Blueberry?
Blueberries.
Do you put real blueberries on top of it?
I put plain yogurt with real blueberries.
Yeah.
Just.
But you know what I fucking love?
Mix it up.
Tart frozen yogurt.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's
sure.
A refreshing taste.
It sure is.
Do you like desserts more than this?
Hollywood scoop. Scoop.
That's the true Hollywood scoop.
Hollywood scoop. 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 Scoop.
That's what I intended for that sound effect to be. A segue into ice. Do you like ice cream?
I love ice cream.
I fucking love ice cream. Yeah, I love...
It tastes great.
Yeah, it tastes great. And then like all the different flavors of it. But like when I see my mom approach a dessert, it's also just like it's like the personification of what's inside my heart and my mind when dessert is an option.
She's squealing.
She's just like, ooh, yummy, yummy, yummy.
Oh,
like,
yummy, yummy.
This, actually, the name of this podcast is for my grandma's. This was her like mantra whenever anything. And it was like, she was next to like a boiling kettle when I was making her tea. And she was like, goody, goody, goody.
Goody, goody.
But it's like that's in my soul of like, do you feel that with sweets? Shauna doesn't, but you do because you love ice cream.
Yes.
Do you feel it more with savory or sweet is what I'm trying to say.
Savory.
You like you're the one that likes podcasts, okay? If you wanted just a quick Q&A, you came to the wrong place.
I would go say I'm savory over sweet, but I like them both.
All right. I'll put you down for a savory.
Okay, great.
And what are your top three savories?
Okay. Chips. I can be more specific if you need me to be. Chips.
I hope you
pizza,
get there. Pizza.
And I'm casting a wide net here, but breakfast.
Oh my God. And you're talking about that grand slam. You want like some pancakes with it.
Sure. I want like breakfast. A breakfast burrito. That's what I always want.
This is my, if I could order this, half a breakfast burrito, a waffle, a pancake.
Oh, you're sweet.
Like little ones.
Yeah.
But let me just finish.
Okay.
Two over easy eggs.
Okay. We're coming back.
Two sausages.
Love sausages. Come on.
A little bit of ice cream.
Little bit of ice cream.
But imagine how much that would get ordered. Imagine.
By itself or the ice cream on top of the
Everything
waffle?
Everything is sizably proportioned to make it just a regular big breakfast.
Yeah.
Like it's not, you're not, just imagine kind of, you know, all the quadrants are filled with each ingredient.
Love it. Love it. What kind of ice cream is in there?
You can choose between ricotta chocolate chip.
Whoa.
Tart frozen yogurt.
Okay. Fancy girl.
Or raspberry cheesecake crumble.
Oh, damn.
Honestly, I'm getting so horny right now.
Really, are those specific ice creams from your life?
I'm like,
or are
if you
just
touch
like...
my hand, you'll know something's happening.
I want the listeners at home to know that Sabrina is exploding in lightning bolts like the movie Powder, just radiating pure energy, gone forever. But in a good way, in a good way, in a way that we're happy for her.
Airstrike, standing by.
There she goes.
There she goes.
Wow.
Well, do you have any hopes and dreams for me as we sail into the sunset?
I want you...
Like, when you were on your way here, were you like, I've got to tell Sabrina this? I hope she fucking asks about this.
I hope she can come up with the three most beautiful ice cream...
Oh my god, I hope that somewhere deep in your subconscious you were actually wanting
burping.
Ugh, I put no product in my hair and it's crunchily.
Oh man.
I gotta put that good.
It's not too late, right?
Ugh, no. Every wavy hair girl knows what I'm talking about. Where are my wavy girls at? Show me that wave. Sorry to be insensitive. That one was called Electric Shock.
Wow.
Sorry for your recent breakdown. I do feel sorry for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It shouldn't happen to anyone, but it happened to you. And you're going to get through it. Not you. Whoever's Wait. Listening and relating.
Are you talking about wavy hair or electricity? Because I moved on to...
I was talking
to
mental breakdown.
Oh, you're talking about mental
breakdown? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wait. What?
You were saying...
What the fuck?
No. We're remaining calm. She's exploding lightning again.
I mean, give it to us. What was your secret story that you were hiding on the way over here? What was your little rascal little nugget that you were like, oh, if she doesn't ask me, I'll be pissed. I know how you were.
I have fucking nothing, man. Honestly, I feel like... You've just exceeded all my expectations in every way.
What
I mean,
I walked
in here an empty vessel,
mm-hmm.
not knowing what to expect.
And what did you
And
learn?
I've been entertained. Mm. I've been explored.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard sound effects.
Which is your favorite one?
Of those?
Yeah.
I'm surprising myself here, but I'm going to say the horse.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I never would have thought. If you were to list them, I wouldn't have chosen the horse, but listening to
Yes.
them.
Yeah. Yeah. Would have thought I was a cow bitch.
Yeah, same. Because I'll take a cow over a
we're
horse.
We're full crying right now. Oh, Gabe.
Can I plug?
Yes.
Can I plug?
Plug. That's what I mean.
Oh.
Gabe, come on.
Listen to I'm Afraid That. It's
I'm
a great, 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 great podcast that I make with my husband.
Oh, my God.
Daniel
yes.
Zamparelli. Brilliant, brilliant author and podcast hoster.
And just a funny partner.
Cool.
Funny, cool. Husband.
Funny, cool Canadian.
Canadian bitch.
We absolutely must.
We must.
So, yeah. We must mention. But, yeah. Everyone has to listen to it. He interviews people about what they're afraid of. And then he interviews an expert on that fear and like.
Wait, are you on it?
Sometimes.
But it's his pod where he.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And he does all this research and
what kinds
really
of,
funny people.
What kinds of fears are surprising?
Yeah, they're all over the place. Like there was someone who was afraid of their own hands. That one's
Wait,
coming.
That's real?
Yeah.
Where does he find these people?
They're friends of ours.
Wait, your friends of I think that
yeah,
you're bearing the lead here. One of your friends is fully afraid of their fucking hands. Honey.
Had to deal with it fully.
No,
yeah.
Why?
Isn't that crazy?
What happened?
You gotta listen. You gotta listen. But like also things like being afraid of.
I mean,
flying. You know,
I can't believe it's only.
Which is
also how many
really
episodes has it been before he talked to the friend about the hands?
Oh my God, it's probably like episode. We're halfway through season two already.
What does yeah. that mean? How many eps?
Oh, probably like 15.
15.
Yeah,
okay.
No, short
okay,
seasons.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a quick binge.
Okay, quick
so
binge.
I wanna, yeah.
I'm afraid that you're pulling away from me. I'm afraid that you have other things to do on this Sunday.
For the listeners at home, I'm literally floating away like the movie Gravity. just spinning away.
But I can see the cables. Yeah. It's like a big rig in my house.
Yeah.
I do think like it would be worth it to pay all the money to get a rig to have you aerially leave a situation. And I suggest it for a wedding or drop in aerially a wedding.
Yeah.
I definitely suggest it. Take no liability if you get hurt.
But do like, it.
Imagine slowly descending.
Oh, I was picturing a parachute situation for coming down.
Oh, that's really cool too.
Yeah.
But you might be like nauseous and land in a weird place.
Yeah, I would much rather do it your way where I'm like gently
kick your
placed.
Mother-in-law in the face on the way down. She's got to put like a frozen steak. I'm painting the whole picture, honey.
Yeah. Welcome to the wedding.
Welcome to the wedding.
You are seated at table six. You're not going to
Here he comes.
You're not going to like who you're sitting with.
Oh, no.
Okay, the cops have arrived. The wedding's being raided. Thank you for coming.
Was your wedding fun?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Cool.
Who was yours?
I'll tell you next time you come on the podcast.
Great.
But if you want a little preview, Google Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
Shauna.
Shauna.
You'll find our wedding video, and let's just say fun was had in Vermont that night and day. Yeah.
That's nice.
Where'd you guys get married?
LA.
Okay.
Which is a cool place. Have you been?
No, I heard it's all fake tits and rumors.
Yep. You got it. That's the Hollywood scoop.
I want to give you a high five, but I'm nervous about my hands, so I'm going to wipe it. Do you have sweaty hands?
Yeah.
Ugh, it's so annoying. It's like I want to exude confidence, not this fucking splashy hand.
That was dry and slappy and good.
Okay. Okay, good.
It's a great sound.
Anyways, everybody, remember to believe in yourself. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Bina. You wanted me to tell you what Dad and I have for breakfast on a daily basis. Here it is. You've had it before with us, I know that. We make an omelette that we share. We fry some onion, tomatoes, and two eggs, and then add two eggs, salt, and hot pepper. Then we cook some okra, which is a vegetable, which is also called lady's fingers because it looks like a finger. We use about 12 medium-sized ones to share. The way we cook it is as follows. Chop about a medium quarter onion. Cut okra in about quarter inch thick slices. Now fry the onion until translucent. Add a teaspoon cumin seeds and stir a few times. Now add the okra, add salt, and about half a hot chili or chili powder and stir again. Now cover and cook on low to medium until done, probably about 15 minutes. Remove the lid for the last few minutes to make sure there is no liquid left. Now serve this complete breakfast with an Indian flatbread called paratha. I can tell you some other time how to make a healthy homemade version of it. Good appetite. Bye, Bina. Love you.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.